18 minutes past 12 o'clock on Squawk 1200. Fareed Guillot along with Paul Prydecker. We're back again for another set of guests here. Jim Lee is president of Lee Aerospace, and Joel Weber is director of engineering and certification. We're going to talk a little bit about windows. And you have tried to change the view out the window, make it more cool.
That's correct. Thanks for having us today. Yeah, Cool View is actually what we call our windows. And Cirrus, with the big windows that they have in that their jet, they embraced it about 6 years ago. Since then, Piper's embraced it. We're really proud of that. And our big news today is the Textron has put it on their 360 and 260 King Air, and we'll be offering that to all the aftermarket folks.
That's great. I'm curious, because in a former life, I used to be a VP of marketing for a company that was outside, you know, this industry, but then I finally grew up and, you know, became a pilot, if you can actually do that. Yeah. did people come to you and say, hey, we need this, or did you go to them and say, we have it?
Well, kind of like yourself, you've flown a lot. I've flown 5,500 hours. You're always cooking up there in the cockpit. So, you know, Neil Armstrong and those guys way back, they had a way of cutting the IR in those helmets and the lunar landers. It's not too far of a departure from that. We use a different process and a few different things to make it more efficient to block all the IR. But we're bringing that to BizJet Aviation to make it comfortable for the pilots and passengers.
Is there some sort of... Is it static, or can you adjust, or does it adjust on its own?
It's static. Generally, in the cockpit area, you want to look for 70% minimum light transmitting. In the back, you do have the opportunity to make it darker. In fact, with the King Airs, we're going to use Cool View as well as a dark pane, and it gives it a really beautiful, pleasant, relaxing atmosphere in the cabin.
Joel, from the engineering standpoint, What's in the future? What are you thinking about?
Well, we got a lot of programs we're looking at in the future right now. We're working on a Learjet 45. We're working on the Challenger cockpit, side cockpit and windshield, Global Express, and the PA-46 Piper. We're working on that one as well.
And these are all heated glass face windshields. It's wonderful new technology for us. And we're enjoying it.
And I was curious about that, because here is all this, you know, you've got a lot of things going on in the three panes worth of a windshield there. You've got to heat it, make sure it doesn't fog, and then you're trying to stop the heat from coming through as well.
Exactly. So de-ice, you got to use heat. The Cool View keeps the IR from coming in. And then the thickness of the laminate on the windshield is very important to defeat the birds. Good old 4-pound yeah. chickens coming at you.
And where's all this work done, or where are you located?
I'm happy to say it's right there at Wichita, Kansas, yep. Air capital of the world.
So, like most industries in aviation, I keep hearing about shortages of engineers, shortages of avionics technicians, shortages of you name it. Is it true in your industry? Are you looking for engineers, or are you happy and everything's great?
Yeah, we actually are looking for engineers. It's there in Wichita, you know, you're competing with some OEMs on engineers, so it gets pretty tough to find them. But we are looking. We're always growing. We got some really good talent in-house that we teach in-house as well.
Yeah, we're happy as a private company. We still have kind of that family feel, treat our people as good as we can, and that's how we kept folks over 30 years, quite a few of them.
Now, your specific technology, when you're looking for these engineers, what kind of experience? It's not mechanical. What kind of category does it fall into?
It's more of a chemical and aerospace type. We got a lot of chemicals we got to apply, and both from a vapor and a liquid type chemicals. So, chemistry and aerospace.
What is the process? How long does it take to work up one of these, either a windshield up front or these side windows?
Yeah, a development program, which includes a certification activity, it's usually about 12 months on a heated window. That includes the ice testing and the bird strike testing and getting certified with an STC.
We're speaking this afternoon with the gentleman from Cool View, Jim Lee, president, and Joe Weber, who's the director of engineering. About the nuts and bolts of actually getting this done in the airplane. So, suppose I have a King Air. I don't. but let's just play. Well,
I would really like one of those.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So when it shows up on your ramp, what can the customer experience look like?
Well, I tell you what, first of all, if you got a King Air, there's 7,700 of them out there. Textron is coming up right now with different kits that can reconfigure a lot of these windows or the different birds with different interior configurations so they can all use the CoolView product. And here again, and then you would enjoy the cockpit side window and the openable to keep that off as an owner pilot. And here, and the folks in the back are just going to enjoy a nice atmosphere in the back.
Does this work also when it's sitting there and it's all locked up?
Yeah, just briefly, the metallic coating is actually between the laminate, so the operators themselves can polish the outside and the inside just like they have for the last 50 years on acrylic windows. The CoolView product is locked into the laminate.
Very good. So one of the things, obviously, when you have an airplane sitting there like that, No amount of fancy windows is going to keep that, you know, when there's nobody in there, is going to keep that cool. But once you get the air moving, that's when it's most effective. When the environmental system is also working.
Well, that helps a lot, but it's also passive, where it's knocking out 71% of the IR or 72% of the IR coming through static. So it really helps the wear and tear on your interior products.
So. Regulatory support. You must be working with some part of the FAA to make all this work. And have you done it so often now that that's pretty straightforward?
Yeah, it is. We got a really good relationship with the FAA in Wichita, and we use the external ODA process as well. So between the ODAs and the FAA, we have a very good relationship, and they're very responsive to our programs.
Sorry, we're doing a little communicating with the control room here. So what are some of your backgrounds? How did you come into this?
You know, myself personally, I had a grandpa in the aviation. My dad was in the aviation. My brother's in the aviation. So sure enough, I end up in the aviation. We just all started different companies over the years. I concentrated on windows. Fortunately, met Joel back here, has a lot of experience with Learjet and his own companies. And working on a certification project, was able to bring him on board. And I really appreciate that. It was several years ago, wasn't it, Joel?
Yeah, it was. And I'm really like Learospace. I'm an FAA designee as well.
How large are you? What's your staff? The size of your company?
250, 300 folks.
Oh, wow. And are you actually at the Wichita Airport?
We're actually right by Jabara.
Okay. I know where that is.
Yeah.
Were you there when the Dreamlifter landed?
Oh, yeah. In fact, my 441 was the next one to land behind the Dreamlifter. It was a pretty exciting evening.
So obviously you've got a business reason to be here, you know, this week, but do you have time to get out and just enjoy the sights and sounds and look at things that you don't, you know, normally get a chance to see?
Yeah, we do. You know, the first couple of days are pretty busy doing business with our customers, but we get a chance to go out and walk around and meet new people and see the air shows and stuff, so we like to do that.
Yeah.
Hey, talking a little bit about your manufacturing facility, how many people are working on manufacturing versus how many are in the R&D in that particular area of the, you know, the number of people you talked about?
I think, Joel, you have at least 20 folks, probably 50 all-encompassing with the R&D and the prototype work.
I would say 15% probably on the R&D side, something like that.
Yeah, we're really heavy in the R&D side. Here again, we're going to keep building more complex heated windows as we go and be a good service to the aviation industry.
What about aftermarket support? Do you need some? Is it just you put them in and you never see them again, or is there something to kind of keep them maintained?
The CoolView product itself, just keep them polished. Uh-huh. But that's another thing we have. I'm an AMP mechanic myself, and we have several AMP mechanics that will take these windows, go out and install them in your aircraft, and you know, you don't even have to touch the airplane to get these in your aircraft.
There's going to be a lot of people down market thinking about, you know, you're in business aircraft right now. Are you looking toward that Piper, that Cessna, or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're looking at Piper, Cessna. I mean, as far as me personally buying or just putting in the products?
No, putting the products in.
Yes. You know, here again, VisionJet, Astratus has them, Piper has them. I'm really glad Textron grabbed them as well. Any airplane, once they get behind this and feel them, they're going to want to put them in there as standard.
What about international sales and operation? Do you have chances to be overseas and
Yes, we do. We go to eBay's and all of the other ones. We have Ellie Luna. She goes to all these different places all over the world. We do sell worldwide.
Yeah, we get foreign validation on all of our STCs, so our products, soon after they're certified, are approved to put in overseas as well.
And what do you have on display at your booth that kind of demonstrates this?
You can come by, and we have the King Air Cool Views. We have some stuff for the future, Citations. We have some other goodies. It's right next to the Textron product and Cirrus as well. The aerospace is located right behind those guys.
Oh, very good.
You guys are doing great things. I congratulate you and appreciate you coming by. It's great to visit with you.
Well, we appreciate it, and a shout out to Jack and Rose Pelton. They're our neighbors back in Wichita. It's a big task to put this thing on. I appreciate you guys being here as well.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Well, we're glad that you came up. We've been speaking with Joel Weber, who's Director of Engineering, and Jim Lee is President of Lee Aerospace, and they have the Cool View windows that keep you cool while things may get hot from time to time up in the air. We'll be back with more guests. You're listening to EAA Radio.